And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Alan Cohen, who is the owner of Office Supplies and More in Chapel Hill. Thank you for joining me today, Alan.
Thank you, Sharon.
It's a pleasure to see you. We've done so much business together. I want the world to hear about your store, Office Supplies and More. Tell us about Office Supplies and More.
Well, Office Supplies and More is a discount office supply store independently owned by myself. And we also have gone into gifts very heavily the last 4 or 5 years. So a lot of people come into the store and think we're a gift store, which is fine with us.
But actually, you do it all. What made you decide to start Office Supplies and More? Tell us about your background.
Well, my background is extensive. I go back to 1975, where I was helping my dad in a wholesale office supply business. And we used to sell to the office product dealers that were many before the box stores started coming in the 80s, the late 80s, mid 80s. And we had many, many customers in Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts. And my business grew over the time period. So my background is 42 years in the office supply business.
42 years. So what brought you into Chapel Hill?
In 1996, there was a tremendously bad winter in Connecticut, or 95, and I decided that I wanted to go south and open up my own independent store. I still had my wholesale business being run by my people who were working for me at the time.
Weren't you taking a chance going against the big box stores when you came into North Carolina, Alan?
Well, my background, again, because I buy from the manufacturers direct for the most part, I can compete against the Staples and Office Depots and Office Max, as well as Target and Walmart. So my prices are very, very competitive with all those places.
So how's business going for you since you've been here?
Well, when we started on Franklin Street for 9 years, it was a rough go because a lot of people in Chapel Hill did not come downtown for whatever reasons, mainly parking and a few other major reasons.
Did you have struggles in getting the business up and running when you came to North Carolina? If so, what were they?
The struggles are, you know, you have to get the people to know that you're a store that has wonderful prices as well as service. Our service was always good from the beginning, and a lot of people got to liking us. So we took it to another level and moved from a small place on Franklin Street to a larger place, which was next to Starbucks and Miami Subs.
Oh, okay. So then what made you decide to move over to Timberline?
Well, after that, we actually moved behind the bank because the rent was fairly high on Franklin Street, and we tried to go behind the scenes, which didn't work out as well. And then we moved to Timberline Shopping Center, where we actually started all brand new because the people did not go to Franklin Street, didn't even know we existed.
Isn't that amazing? Well, Alan, if you buy wholesale and Staples buys wholesale, how are you able to sell your prices at such good reductions?
Well, the superstores started very low and to try to get people to come to their stores from the regular dealers that were out there in the office supply industry. And over the years, they've slowly gone up on their prices. And before you know it, a lot of their prices are retail, or they give a few things away, but our prices are definitely competitive and in the pens, which is our main focus at Office Supplies and More. We carry a lot of fine writing instruments. We are lower than just about anybody out there on the pens and pencils.
Has Staples or any of the big box stores ever tried to come to you and say cease and desist?
No, they have not.
Okay, time to worry about that. And don't you give a discount to some of your customers?
Well, we give a discount on top of our discount store to teachers, get an extra 10%. We also have in March, our March Madness sale, which has been very popular over the years. And that's an extra 15 off of our already low prices.
So do you have a regular set of customers who just always know to come to you rather than going to the big box store?
Yes, we do. We've accumulated a lot of wonderful customers who like our prices as well as our service.
Alan, why did you pick Chapel Hill when you came to North Carolina in the first place?
I wanted to be between Connecticut and Florida and be in a college town because I'm young at heart, so I sort of wanted to be right at a college area.
You know, Alan, we had a discussion once in which you told us how the big box stores operate in terms of psychologically how they get buyers to buy certain things. Would you share that with our audience, please?
Well, the box stores definitely have a lot of clout behind them as far as money to do marketing. And it, a lot of times you'll see Staples on TV or anywhere else. Staples has a lot of great commercials, you know, where the guy is saying, oh, what low prices. But and then another person goes, oh, my God, what low prices. But we really have the low prices.
All right. There was something you mentioned about the copier paper. Something about when you walk into the store, the copier paper's to the right. Something, I can't remember what
when
you said.
When Staples first started, they had a lot of lost leaders on aisle one. And they've changed that a lot over the years where they really got rid of all their competition and are selling a lot higher than they first came out with. And I'm really the only independent discount office supply store left, I think, in North Carolina that has actual store.
Wow.
Some of the others have commercial businesses.
I see. Alan, tell our audience where you're located and how to contact you, please.
We're located in the Timberline Shopping Center right near the post office on 1129 Weaver Dairy Road. And pretty easy to get there from Airport Road or Martin Luther King Boulevard, same thing.
And what's your phone number?
919-929-8595. And we're also a lot of on the internet. It tells them to go on a different products. Let's say we carry Filofax, AT Cross, a lot of different lines, Clairefontaine paper. We have a lot of unique items in our store that are well liked by the outside public.
In the minute that we have left in this segment, Alan, tell us why you have this passion for this business.
Well, Sharon, I've been doing it for 42 years. And got an extra passion when I went into the gift line of the store. Office supplies was sort of getting ho-hum, so the gift lines keeps me busy. I go to the Atlanta Gift Show and the New York Stationery Shows, which I'm a kid in a candy store.
You know, that's a good point for our next segment. How do you know what is hot? How do you know what to bring in? How do you know how much inventory to carry? Let's talk about that in our next segment, Alan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. My guest today is Mr. Alan Cohen, who is the owner of Office Supplies and More in Chapel Hill in Timberline Shopping Center. Stand by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Mr. Alan Cohen, who is the owner of Office Supplies and More, located right in the Timberline Shopping Center in Chapel Hill. Alan, for our last segment, you were saying how you go to these large expos to get your products. Tell us that process and how you know what to buy, how much to stock, and just tell us how you run your business.
Well, back to the shows. I go to the New York Stationery Show in May of each year, and what happens there is it's about 8 city blocks long. So there's tons of different products, and all the manufacturers are there, and they have all their new products as well that they're coming out with. So when they come out with a hot new product, or I think it's going to be a hot new product for my customer base, which I've learned a lot over the last 4 years of what my customers in Chapel Hill or Hillsborough and the other surrounding areas come to my store, I sort of have a good feel on what to bring in at this point. It was not easy at the beginning because I was new to the gift business as well, but the gift business is now a major entity at our store.
So when you go to these large, you go to more than one, don't you, these large expos for inventory?
The second one is the Atlanta Gift Show, which is a couple months later in July, and that show is even bigger than the New York Stationery Show. This has gifts from soup to nuts. It's got everything there and exciting items that every manufacturer or different rep groups carry. So I go in there. Sometimes I have an appointment with a rep group and might be there for an hour and a half looking at 10 different different lines, and then you decide on what you think is hot and what you think is not, and you get a little feedback from them on how things are going to go.
What do you do with inventory that's exhausted or not exhausted? It's just sold out, and do you have to just keep replenishing? Do you think it's going to stay hot, or do you just say, I've sold out, I'll go to the next hot item and then replenish the store?
Well, we have, obviously, we can reorder if there's a hot item. Last year, there was Buckyballs.
Buckyballs
was a hot item. It's 216 powerful magnets that people love playing with. So we sold, in our first initial order, 100 in June for Father's Day. Ah. So that carried over, and in December, it was hotter than any item that we've ever had.
These Buckyballs?
Buckyballs.
I think I've seen the Buckyballs, but what's the attraction?
The attraction, it's usually for males from 12 years old and up, and it was actually Toy of the Year in 2010. So Buckyballs is just an amazing item that people love to play with, and they're very powerful magnets, so you can make all different shapes and forms.
I get it. Now, what happens if something comes out as hot, but it's not hot, and you have a whole warehouse full of these items? What do you do then?
Then we usually discount it.
Discount!
Karen, you know, we will lower the price to a deep discount, like you just said. Yes,
got it.
Absolutely.
Alan, how many of your products are U.S.-made or percentage U.S.-made versus made overseas?
Well, I can't give you an exact percentage, but we try to get as much American-made stuff or as on the pen lines that we carry. Some, like Lamy, is made in Germany, one of the top pen lines. Our paper lines are made in Sweden, are made in France. Very, very quality lines. Actually, some of the best in the world. We have a couple of toy lines that are a lot of it's made in the USA. Channel Craft is made only in the USA. And Melissa and Doug, another big line, a lot of it's made in the USA. Some of it is made in China. We try to do our best to buy USA-made products.
Very good. I'm sure a lot of our audience is very hot on U.S.-made products. But I also understand that sometimes in order to get the deep discounts, you have to buy overseas. Is that correct?
Well, a lot of the trinkets and stuff like that are also made in China. But a lot of our customer base comes in and they look for a USA-made item, and I'll show them the different product lines that are made in the USA.
Did you ever think about expanding your store to another store, another location, having two or three or four?
It's funny you mentioned that, Sharon. Had I been about 10 years younger, I think I would go to a second location, so the buying power would even be better than my only store in Chapel Hill.
I see. So you're going to stick with the one store in Chapel Hill as of this recording.
As of this recording, yes. But it has definitely been in my mind if I also would have to get the right manager for a store like that.
That's true, because you're there all the time, aren't you?
I am there 6 days a week. Sunday's usually my day off, unless it's the holiday season. Then you'll even see me there on a Sunday.
How do you stock up for school supplies? How do you know what's hot? Is it the same thing every single year, or do you get different things every year?
The school supplies has been a little boring, obviously, the last couple of years. There's a very large manufacturer, Mead Corporation, where we buy a lot of our products, and they don't have the insight of where I think they could do a little better on getting new products out there, but they're the big ones, so we stay with them. And for instance, one item that was a big item a couple years back isn't made anymore, 3-inch zipper binder that a lot of the teachers want out there, but it's not made by Mead anymore because a lot of them were falling apart.
Oh.
It must have been made in China.
Oh, right. So you know. And once again, you do give a discount to teachers all over your low prices already, correct?
On top of our low prices, we give an extra 10% to teachers year-round.
If you just tuned in, I'm talking to Mr. Alan Cohen, who is the owner of Office Supplies and More in Chapel Hill in the Timberline Shopping Center. Alan, tell our audience again where you're located for those who may have just tuned in.
Again, we're on Weaver Dairy Road in the Timberline Shopping Center, and we're a couple doors from the post office or right next to the cleaners. Or 3 doors from Moishi or Ace Hardware.
There we are. How have you found Timberline as a location for you, Alan?
Well, again, the beginning was rough. We moved there in 2005. So we've been there 6 years, and at the beginning, we had no customer base, and now we have a wonderful customer base, and it's growing every day.
I must say, living in Chapel Hill myself, when I first saw you open, before I got a chance to know you, I was thinking, how is Office Supplies and More going to possibly compete with Office Depot down the street, Staples down the street? There's a third one in Durham. I thought, how are you going to do it? But it sounds like you're holding your own. Is that a fact?
We are holding our own, and we're actually gaining a lot of support that a lot of people are going away from the box stores and coming to our store because we're a one-stop shopping place. You can get your office supplies and gifts and cards. We're also very big in card lines. We have wonderful, wonderful card lines such as Quotables, Stonehenge, Avante, Lean & Tree, Oatmeal Studios, and a lot of others.
I notice whenever I walk into your store, it's always exciting to see what you have next. Let's take a break, Alan, and when we come back, let's talk some more about Office Supplies and More.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. This is Sharon Hill talking with Mr. Alan Cohen, who is the owner of Office Supplies and More. Please stay with us.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
We're back. I'm talking today with Mr. Alan Cohen, who is the owner of Office Supplies and More in Chapel Hill in the beautiful Timberline Shopping Center. Alan, I believe you have a certain affinity for pens. Tell us about pens, sir, in your life.
Well, my background, my dad started a pen business in 1963, and I listened to my dad and learned different pen lines as far as fountain pens and rolling balls and ballpoints. There's a lot of differences between the pens. And recently, the last couple of years, I've gone and been a vendor at the Raleigh Pen Show, which is held in June, which has a lot of collectors of different pens. They go there for a lot of vintage pens, and a lot of my pens are the brand new variety, A.T. Cross, Lamy, and a few other top lines of pens. So we have pens that range from $1 in the store to $400.
Why would a pen cost $400?
Well, you're usually paying for the outside look on a $400 pen, but it's also going to usually have an 18-karat or 14-karat nib that makes the fountain pen write a lot better than a $35 fountain pen or a $15 fountain pen.
What kind of pen do you use personally?
I use Rollerball. I'm old-fashioned. I use Rollerballs, and I use the Uniball Rollerballs for the most part, Sharon.
And Alan, don't you give a pen to anyone who buys something as they're checking out?
We also have something at Office Supplies and More. When you buy $33 now, it used to be $25. We had to go up inflation a little bit. You get a free gift from our little box, and it has all kinds of pens from $1 to $3, $4.
I know every little perk seems like a lanyard for those New Orleans, a little gift which seems so special. Alan, what advice would you give entrepreneurs who are just starting out in small businesses based on your experience? What would you tell them to get started?
Well, perseverance is important. If you got to keep at it. I had a lot of, I had three different locations on Franklin Street, and none of them really did very well. And then I finally went to the right location in the Timberline Shopping Center, and now we're about to bust out. And if the economy ever gets good, then it's really going to be very, very good for the independent dealer there.
I would say, based on the economy, your store is a jewel because of the discounts, because of the prices that you offer.
We do. And we also, when someone needs some help out there, we may even go a little further on the discount, whether it's a veteran coming back that or somebody out of a job. We also try to look at that very closely.
What is your favorite product to sell in the store, Alan?
Well, because I know so much about pens.
Pens!
It's usually fountain pens and the different high-priced pens that we carry. But I enjoy the different new products that we carry that we usually get from the gift shows.
You've been at this now for 42 years, you say, and you've just started selling gifts within the last 4 or 5 years, right? So you're still enjoying what you're doing?
I do. I have a passion for the gift industry now, as well as selling the office supplies. I like when someone comes in and they have an item that they can't find anywhere, or the box stores, they don't know what they're talking about when they're getting an item that might be 30 years old or 20 years old, and I know where to lead them in the store, or at least know what they're talking about.
Well, Alan, as we close out, I'm going to ask you one more time just to tell our audience where you're located in case they want to find you.
We are in the Timberline Shopping Center off of Weaver Dairy Road. And the location is right near the post office, and a lot of people also know Subway and Sage and some of the other wonderful stores there.
Outstanding. Well, Alan, I wish you all the best with your business. Lord knows it's a wonderful store to visit. Just fun to come in and talk to you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you for talking with us today, Alan.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. My guest today has been Mr. Alan Cohen, who is the owner of Office Supplies and More. That's our show for today. Thank you.
You've been listening to Today's Business on WCHL with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, an exclusive presentation of 1360 WCHL. Join us again next time for Today's Business.